This is Small Business Big World, our weekly podcast prepared by the team at Paper Trails. Owning and running a small business is hard. Each week, we'll dive into the challenges, headaches, trends, fun, and excitement of running a small business. After all, small businesses are the heartbeat of America, and our team is here to keep them beating. Welcome to Small Business Big World, our weekly podcast where we talk about everything small business. Today, we are at the Hospitality Maine Expo here in Portland. Great venue. We're recording here. I've got Mark Osborne from the Topside Inn. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. So Mark's a board member. You're a board member of Hospitality Maine, right? Yes. So talk to me about what you guys do with Topside Inn, you know, what your business looks like, all that fun stuff.
Sure. It's a big, big topic, but I'll try and make it. Topside Inn is a 21-room bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Boothby Harbor, Maine, which is amazing. We have great views of the harbor and right in the center of town. We've owned the property for about 10 years and have undertaken many, many renovations. Hopefully this is the last year of major renovations, but really turned it into kind of almost like a boutique hotel, not to overuse that term, but had a lot of fun with it. Really like to, show off our town and show off the state of Maine and really give people an authentic experience.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So, you know, we're getting ready for the busy season, right? So summer is the season in Maine. And certainly, you know, what kind of things, How do you get yourself ready? How do you psych yourself up? How do you plan? How do you staff? All that stuff.
So we actually start planning at the end of the previous season.
Sure, you do a little post-mortem.
To all the post-mortem, we take a look at what worked, what we can improve on, you know, what feedback we got from guests, and that's where we start. Again, we've done lots of renovations through the winter, so right now, if you saw Topside, you'd be a little scared for us, but it always comes together. And you know, a lot of it's staff. Staff is a huge thing, you know,
sure.
Getting a great team pulled together because we're seasonal. We do have some staff that are with us year-round, but most of them are seasonal. We're happy to have a lot come back from seasons before, which make everything much easier.
Right.
But really, once you got a great team, that's the biggest challenge. And then it's just, you know, getting out there, getting the word out, welcoming back your guests from previous years, and then welcoming new guests who maybe haven't been to Maine yet.
Now, do you have the luxury? Do you close for a period in the winter?
We do.
That's good. So you can have a little extra time to do things.
Yes, we are open.
Maybe take a vacation.
Yeah, we are open.
Recharge the battery.
From May 1st to the end of October. So it's a very busy 6 months. And then you're right. We get a little bit of downtime. But, you know, people say, what do you do when you're, for 6 months you're closed? And we're like, we're always answering the phones.
Sure.
Always doing marketing. There's always something to be done. But it is nice to be able to catch your breath and recharge.
Which is great. So what kind of what have you done this winter for renovations?
The Topside Inn has a sea captain's house from 1865 and then two outbuildings that are kind of almost like motel type style buildings that were built as summer cottages in the 50s and 60s. We have spent the first 8 years renovating those two outbuildings, really bringing them up to date, insulating, recessed lights, air conditioning, all that. And now we're kind of finishing the main house. So we've got three of our last guest rooms and just total renovation, bathroom, everything.
Oh.
But in 2020, when we were closed for a few months from that thing called COVID, we took the opportunity to actually put a really cool little luxury bar in our first floor.
Oh, neat.
Which really, it's really beautiful, and our guests love it. And then we kind of redid dining rooms and lobbies. And like I said, we're just rounding that up.
That's awesome. That's great. And you have the luxury, like I said, of closing for a few months.
Yes.
So you can actually do some of those big projects,
work.
Right?
Yeah.
Without disturbing guests, which is important.
Yeah. Some people are in the position where they can buy a property like ours and close it for a year and do it all at once. We did not have that luxury, but it's also been fun. We've learned as we've gone through and kind of improved each renovation phase as we've gone through it.
But that's business, especially in Maine. Nobody, we don't have, the money doesn't, flow like it does some other places.
Investing
takes time,
It does. And investing in your property does have benefits.
Absolutely.
Long term.
Absolutely. So when you finish, you close the doors in October, you take a nap, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you start thinking about, once you're, you have your little rest, you're starting to think about next year.
Mm-hmm.
What's that first thing you're worried about for next year?
Staffing is a big thing. Getting the property ready is the other thing. And then also just looking at what's going on in the world. Before COVID, we used to think about things like gas prices and weather and the economy. And is there anything going on internationally that may affect international travel? Then we had COVID. And now post-COVID, everyone keeps going, back to pre-COVID, back to 2019. It's actually gotten much more complicated than that. We thought just opening the doors was going to all we needed to do, and then the world would be great again.
Absolutely.
But between everything from the upcoming election to inflation to the world issues to, again, with people trying to COVID really doesn't seem in the leisure business to be too much of a factor anymore, but there are just so many elements that have come into play that make it much more complicated. So it's, you know, it's always on your mind. It's not just when we close.
It's, I would say, you know, I was talking to a fellow business owner, a client, you know, yesterday, and I said, if owning a business was easy, everyone would do it, right? And, you know, certainly I will say, I mean, certainly in our industry, and I know you're in your industry, you know, since COVID, life has changed dramatically. And I think we've all had to think about how we do things differently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people's preferences have changed, right? The way we do business has changed. You know, we were just talking with Becky and she's like, you know, we used to see people, you know, all the vendors and things are here. You know, we used to drive around the state and see everybody. Well, now everyone orders online. We text their orders in. We do this. We may not see our vendors. You know, I don't see our clients, you know, but maybe once a year. And I think that has changed as well. So,
well, one thing that definitely has changed and impacted how we run our business is the window of booking. Everyone talks about the, you know, booking window, 6 months out, 3 months out, 1 month out. Corporate travel, event travel, that's still pretty long term. People plan weddings a year in advance.
Yep.
People plan, you know, corporate travel is back again as far as group travel goes, which is great. But people have gotten so used to booking last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And as a property owner, that is, you know, hotel owner, that's so difficult to manage because in the urban settings, people will book a day. They'll book Friday morning for a weekend stay in downtown Portland.
Yeah.
And if 20% of your business or 30% of your business is coming in the morning of,
yeah,
it really makes, you know, staffing a challenge, planning a challenge, everything a challenge.
Right.
So that is one thing that's definitely changed is that people's comfort level with booking last minute. Now, at Topside, we're super lucky that we have such a return guest following who will book the next year. So we have a nice base going in, which kind of lets us sleep a little bit better.
Yeah.
But that bringing the attracting the new guests used to be a 9 month thing, then a 6 month thing. Now it's a 2 month thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I know, you know, my family owns a restaurant, and you know, my father calls around, talks to all the hotels, and they say, "What do bookings look like for this summer?" Right.
Right.
You know, what should I plan for my staffing?
Yeah.
You know, based on your bookings, and he's even said, "Well, that doesn't work as much anymore."
No.
Particularly because, like you said, people are booking at last minute. And it's really, you know, it's had an impact on the business.
Well,
for sure.
Well, two things that I think are really, I'm happy to hear. Just before our conversation this morning, I talked to a few colleagues in the chamber and thing. And one thing they brought to my attention, which I actually have been seeing, is we're getting people in Booth Bay Harbor now, which usually we are a seasonal business where we open up beginning in May. Memorial Day really kicks the season off. But it's April, March and April, and
yep,
we're people coming to town now.
Yeah.
That's an amazing...
The season has extended for sure.
The season has extended, yeah. and then also giving people a unique experience. I mean, we're so fortunate to be in Maine, and we're so fortunate to be in Boothby Harbor. We have things like the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, and which is the number three tourist destination in the state of Maine, and that brings people, and our season now extended through January, beginning of January. Which is really great.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of
gardens aglow and everything is great. And
yeah.
So certainly, I love Boothby Harbor personally. I would say I've lived in Kennebunk my whole life, and we've seen the same thing that you guys are seeing now, where the season gets longer and longer and longer.
Right.
And that has been a good thing for business for sure. But you've had to change your staffing model, right?
Oh yeah.
And I think for you, probably at some point you may say, hey, maybe we might open April 1st instead of May 1st, right?
Right.
So
I don't know about us, but
if
you saw it to a Topside, looks like right now, yeah. And you understand.
We're not opening the doors.
You're not opening May 1st. But yeah, I think that to the smaller property, especially is, you know, offering a unique experience is going to become more important. I mean, we're now, you know, there's the whole vacation home business has, you know, trended to that. We actually have a small vacation home business in Boothby Harbor. So we're kind of tapped into that, you know, the flow of that market too. So yeah, but offering something unique is going to be necessary.
So that's interesting. So, you know, I think across Maine for generations, right, my family's owned vacation rentals and rented them. And, you know, in the last decade or so, everyone's been anti-Airbnb and, you know, anti-vacation home. It's ruining the hotels. It's ruining the hotel business.
Right.
But you're in that short-term rental business.
Right? Yeah.
Which is an interesting thing.
And I see both sides of it. I definitely see the hotel side, which is most of our business and the issues there. But then on the flip side, in, for example, Boothby Harbor, we've lost a lot of hotels to development, to a park, to... different things that are not, some are great. I mean, having, you know, these wonderful assets, yeah, but the number of rooms has decreased. So, you know, so there is also a silver lining to the vacation rental business. And that is, it also gives people a place to sleep when they're staying in our town. So our restaurants and stores appreciate that. So it's definitely, everyone's got to work together, and it all, you know, it all impacts the whole hospitality industry.
For sure. Yeah. So when you're thinking about, you know, getting ready for the season, you know, it certainly sounds harder to plan than ever, right?
Right.
You know, what are you doing to attract a team, to attract staff to you? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you have some folks that have been with you forever.
Yeah.
And then, but it's probably filling in those last handful of people, right? How are you finding those people, and how are you training them and getting them up to speed?
So the challenges are, one, what you need to pay people these days to attract them has gone up. So I know hotel rooms, the cost of rooms have gone up, but our expenses have gone up tremendously.
Of course.
And again, that's also a good thing. I mean, actually paying people more
absolutely is
a good thing. Housing is also another challenge. You know, where are these people going to stay? Because the price of everything has gone up, including housing. So, you know, finding people housing, those are kind of the two major things. And then it's attracting the, you know, the best of the best. And that's just offering them a really fun, rewarding work experience where they can express their creativity, where they can have exposure to the guests.
And having just culture.
Having the culture. So
it's interesting. We have, you know, we work with numerous clients, and some folks say, I can't find anybody. And then I have clients that are fully staffed for the season now. We're in March, and we're ready to open in a month, and we don't have any worries at all. And, you know, I think the thing that you see is, like you talked about, the culture is having that fun place to work. Not only are you paying them well, you're taking good care of them, but they enjoy coming to work. They can express themselves. They can work hard. They can fulfill. They have fulfillment, which is important.
And it's like anything else. If you have a good core team and they enjoy what they do, they bring friends. It's a word of mouth.
Yep.
And that's, I'll tell you, this year we have some wonderful people coming back from last year, and they're bringing relatives, friends, you know, and that's amazing, because, you know, if they're good, they're not going to bring someone who's not.
Right, because they don't want to bring someone that's going to drag them down. They want someone that's going to help, right?
Right.
Because so it's hard work running at a hotel.
Yeah, they're actually your number one recruiters, or your own staff. So you really need to appreciate your staff.
That's awesome. So you talked about, you know, you're kind of open for 6 months, right? But how are you attracting folks in the very beginning of the season, the end of the season?
Right.
You know, certainly the market has expanded, but what are you doing to fill those hard weekends, maybe the first couple weeks of June, which are kind of quiet sometimes? What do you guys do to plan for that and get people in?
Well, for as a community, we actually do things in town to bring people in.
Which that's a great, which great is approach.
Give, right? Give here something to come to do.
Yeah.
But then also, it's also a value. It's a time for people who are valued travelers to say, look, you're going to get the same great experience. All the restaurants and shops are open. The weather might be a little bit cooler, you know, in the spring. The fall, I'll tell you, September, October.
September's my favorite.
Is the best time.
Yeah.
I mean, the families are back with the kids in school, so it's a little bit quieter, but the weather is spectacular. So just getting the word out there that, you know, that places are open and this is the time to come. May and June, we definitely see people who want to spend a little bit less and get the same great product.
Yeah.
And then September, October are the people who are just in on the secret. you know, that this is the time to be here.
It's interesting. And I think, you know, I look at those shoulder seasons as I travel, is you probably are going to get a little better service because you're the only ones there, right? There's, you're not at full capacity. And certainly we know what 4th of July weekend looks like. Everyone's running around like crazy because you're at full capacity, which is great.
Yeah.
But you know, it's okay to slow down a little bit and have some quiet time, right?
Yeah, no, so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
I was just going to laugh because it's so fun, but like we'll have relatives and stuff saying like, oh, we won't come 4th of July because you'll be really busy. And when you're open 7 days a week as a hotel and you're only can be so full.
Sure.
And if you have 21 rooms and they're all sold, it doesn't matter if it's 4th of July or 5th of July.
Yeah. You know?
Yes. But the town is obviously much more hopping and busy fireworks.
Yeah. So what else operationally are you thinking about? You know, you talk about, you know, staffing is probably the big thing. Marketing yourself is big. Mm-hmm. But are there other operational concerns, certainly renovations you're doing? Mm-hmm. What other operational type things are you thinking about to get yourself ready for that season? You talk about your processes and you know, vendors. Are you looking at that stuff too?
Oh, God. So, yeah. So food is a really important thing to us at Topside. I mean, we came out with a cookbook. Can't buy it on Amazon, but we self-published, but you can get it from us.
Sounds like a sore subject.
No, it's not sore at all. We just didn't want to, you know, go down that path. But food is super important to us, and we love working with the local vendors. We just went last week and visited this lovely woman, Heather, who has Balfour Farm up in Maine here. And you know, we're going to get her cheeses.
Nice.
We're going to offer to our guests for like cheese boards in the evening and things like that. So that's the super fun part, is going around to all the vendors. We've got incredible farmers markets that will open soon. And really, that's one of the ways that we give guests a really authentic Maine experience is by giving them Maine products.
Yeah.
So that is something that we're just getting into now. We've got to do this horrible thing called a wine tasting, where we work with them.
You're going to pick the wine. Here we go.
So Easterly Wines, as we've been working with them. I've been working with them for 20 years. And, we go up and do a wine tasting. So that is the super fun part of getting things ready for the season. And,
that research and development.
Research and development. It's something you got to do. You got to take it on.
That's awesome. So, that's really good.
Yeah.
So how are you measuring success early in the season? When you get open, how are you measuring your success? And then the end of the season, what do you look for in success?
So number one for us is guest satisfaction. So, not only the guest feedback, but also the reviews. Our business is greatly influenced by the reviews, and happy to say in 2022, TripAdvisor named us the number one small hotel in the U.S.
Congratulations.
Which was amazing. And we've stayed in the top 10 for the past 3 years.
That's awesome.
Which is great. And it's all because of guest feedback and guest reviews. So the number one way we measure success is our guest satisfaction. And everything comes from that. Everything flows from that. And then, of course, then you look at the metrics to see if you actually made some money and what your occupancy is and things like that. But really, it starts and almost ends with guest satisfaction.
So I'm reading a book by Horst Schultz right now, who's the founder of Ritz-Carlton, Excellence Wins. And that's the big thing, right? It's getting the feedback from your guests, understand, or your clients or whoever you're working with. The fundamentals of hospitality work across the business world, right?
Right.
You don't have to be, hosting guests in a hotel, but, it's really making sure that your customers are satisfied and then they come back. Right? They keep coming back. And you said you have that repeat business, which I'm sure is a metric you're looking at.
It's a huge metric. And, when we're not perfect, no one is perfect, but being able to be well connected to your guests so that if they do have some feedback or suggestions, we love that. Can I take a suggestion? Sure. then you're able to, address that and actually make your business better.
Sure.
So that's really been what we've learned over the past 20 years and 10 years of Topside.
That's awesome. Well, that's an awesome win too. Congratulations on the TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I think
that speaks to not only you and the hard work that you do, but, the community and the industry that, is supporting you too, right?
Well, community is a huge part of it because our guests, only a portion of their stay is what they experience on our property.
Right.
The rest of it is how our community treats them, whether they're going out on a schooner, whether they're going downtown to listen to music or go to a restaurant or go to a gallery. It's all a group effort. And, so that definitely achievement was a shared achievement with the town of Boothbay Harbor.
It's awesome. Well, good. Any other closing thoughts? I know I'm probably anxious to get down on the trade floor for 4, but any other closing thoughts on thinking about, getting ready for the season and how you guys do it?
No, I'll say just in closing, I think we're in for a good season. I think it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of factors that go into it. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of extra work that I think we'll have to go into attracting the guests and to give them a wonderful stay. But talking with my colleagues and other people out there, I think we're in for a good season.
And how are bookings looking?
Fine.
They're fine.
All right. Good. No, they're good. Again, you have a nice solid base of return guests, but we're trying to balance that shorter booking window with optimism. And I think that everything we're seeing are good signs. It's just coming in a different pace. So,
and that's the challenge.
That is the challenge. Yeah.
Good. How do folks find you? Online, Instagram, social media? How do we?
Super easy. TopsideIn.com.
Awesome.
Is our website, our Facebook, our Instagram. And
anywhere you
are, we're open 7 days a week and happy to chat with people.
Awesome.
And I think a couple of years ago, we were the number three search on for Boothbay Harbor, things to do in Boothbay Harbor. Not just hotel, but I think TripAdvisor was one, our Chamber was number two, and TopsideIn.com was number three.
Congratulations. Great search engine optimization.
We would get calls, what time do the boats leave to Monhegan Island? And we can answer those questions. So,
that's awesome.
So just call us for anything.
That's awesome. Well, good.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Sure.
Certainly like, subscribe, share, follow, review, rate, all those fun things. I've got to get that moniker now. We're at Small Business Big World, anywhere you get your podcasts, all over social as well. So certainly check us out. If you have any questions for us or for Mark, certainly email us podcast@papertrails.com. And otherwise, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Small Business Big World. This podcast is a production of Paper Trails. We are a payroll and HR company based in Kennebunk, Maine, and we serve small and mid-sized businesses across New England and the country. If you found this podcast helpful, don't forget to follow us at Paper Trails Payroll across all social media platforms and check us out at papertrails.com for more information. As a reminder, the views, opinions, and thoughts expressed are the hosts and guests alone. The material presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only and should not be considered legal or financial advice. By inviting this guest to our podcast, Paper Trails does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific individual, organization, product, or service.